Hey guys, Carissa here. The sun is probably going to be super bright in my eyes because we're driving home at the moment from the coast. But I've just been looking in my emails. I had another email come through. Oh, my battery's on 10%. Hopefully it lasts. I'll try and do this one quickly. From a hair salon owner who has been in business 5 years. She has 5 team members. She's doing $34,000 a month currently, which is great. She wants to get it up to $50,000 a month. I'd like to encourage her to go for double. Why not take it up to 60 or more? And she's had 2 babies, and she's had some team members leave. So her business has kind of scaled back or gone backwards a little bit because of that, which is, I know, a very normal thing that can happen when either team members leave or when you have a significant life change like having children. And yeah, so now she's, you know, ready to go all in and grow the business some more. Her biggest challenge is getting clients in the door. So I thought I would just give a bunch of what comes to my mind as the best strategies or ways to get new clients in the door for a hair salon. Now, I've worked with a lot of hair salon owners over the last 5 years teaching them or helping them to do this. Oh my God, that sun. And so I've seen a lot of ads that people have come up with and that people have run, and a lot of strategies that people use to rebook and retain clients. And the top strategies that come to mind, especially with hair, what I know works is when you go super duper specific with your marketing and you pick a certain product or a certain, but have like a theme around it. Now, people in the hair industry are usually very creative. We like, I say we because I used to be in the hair industry myself, we like a lot of change, a lot of variety. You know, I change my hair color all of the time. And so do your customers a lot of the time. They like new. So an example of this, or what I see people do wrong when they're marketing in hair businesses, is they will put a promotion together or to try and get new clients, and it's something promoting like a cut and color, as an example. Like, come in and get a cut and color this month for this much money and blah blah blah, and a free wash and blow dry or a free product or something like that. And it's kind of like, but like any salon could do that, really. There's nothing unique about it. What I know works better is when you get very specific with who you want to attract and you narrow it down so that, let's say you're not just, you want to do a promotion on cut and color, that's fine, but make it a specific color, have a different theme for the week. So you know, this month of June when I'm making this video, you could be all about like plums, like a plum hair color, red hair color, purple hair color, and or you could have a seasonal feature of like all of the different semi-permanent colors or colors that you can do, or foil styles that you can do that represent autumn or winter. You know, winter could all be about like ashy blondes or gray kind of colors, or covering grays, or going like darker or something. Like, you've just got to pick a specific theme and make your posts and images around that. And by doing that, when people see that in their feed, they can actually get an idea in their head of what they want. When it just says cut and color, they're like, okay, that could be anything, like whatever. But if they see this beautiful, nice, flowy autumn color, and there's a special on that particular color for someone who's currently got medium brown boring hair and they haven't done anything with it for years, and there's a limited number of appointments available for that color this week, people are far more likely to be like, oh my god, yes, I want that, because you're actually putting an idea in their head of this is what you could have if you're this kind of person. Hopefully that makes sense. Obviously, there's a lot more that goes into it when you're actually writing the ads and things, and that's what we help people with inside my programs. The other thing that works really well in order to get new clients in the door is you have to remember that when people are trying a hair salon for the first time, they're usually very skeptical, very hesitant. They don't know you, they don't trust you. You can go about it two ways. You can either have some kind of really irresistible offer, get people in the door for something basic in order for them to learn to trust you. Like, it could be a wash and blow dry promotion, it could be a trim, it could be some foils, or like something that's relatively safe for them. You could have some kind of guarantee, like a satisfaction guarantee, we won't let you leave if you're not happy with this. But the other thing that you can do, especially using social media, is build your brand, build your reputation, and build the trust by showing people, like showing them really good results of your work, showing off happy clients, showing off testimonials, and make it more about the results that you get for your clients more than the service that you're actually providing. Because remember, the client wants the result, not necessarily to go and sit in the hair salon for 3 hours and spend $300. So you've got to make it more about the result and the experience that you can get for people on social media, on your marketing, and that's what's going to attract people. There was one more thing I was going to try and cram into this video before my battery dies. What was it? Nope, I've forgotten. If it comes back, I'll pop it in another video. But that's a couple, just a couple. There's so many more that I could go on about. A couple of ways to get new clients in the door for a hair salon. And obviously, if you want to double your revenue, take it from, you know, 30 grand a month to 60 grand a month, you need to work really hard on retention and upselling as well. So making sure that people rebook, making sure that people have an amazing experience with you, making sure that they are leaving you great reviews, that they're telling people about you, that you've got something that's unique and special and different that sets you apart from every other salon out there, that's going to get talked about and that's consistent and memorable. And this is something that you've got to create on your own. Obviously, people can help you with ideas. I was going to say something else now, but never mind. I've lost track of my thought. But yeah, let me know what you think of that. And if you are a hair salon who's looking to grow your business, you want to double your revenue, you want to learn how to attract new clients with social media marketing and advertising successfully, come on over to wolfpackmastermind.com and pop in your details, and we can send you the information on how